You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has retained the Rose Bowl trophy against New Zealand for a 20th straight year after taking an unassailable 2-0 lead in the one-day international series. Following Friday's win in Perth, Elise Perry hit her first ever one-day international century as the host set a target of 248 for victory in Adelaide. The White Ferns were all out for 152 in reply. Jess Johnson once again doing the damage with the ball, taking 5 wickets in the match. After the game, Perry admitted that even with another match to play against New Zealand, the season couldn't have gone much better.
I think we've all had a wonderful summer. We've travelled a bit. I mean, obviously the highlight being the West Indies and the T20 World Cup, but to come back and to see how healthy the game is in the country and how well supported it's been, and it's been a really enjoyable summer for us.
Game 3 of the series takes place in Melbourne on Sunday. There was a huge shock in the English Premier League, with third-place Tottenham's hopes of winning the title suffering a big blow in the 2-1 loss at Burnley. Uncharacteristically, Tottenham manager Maurizio Pochettino lost his cool at the end of the game and confronted referee Mike Dean on the pitch to express his anger. Here's how Optus Sport described the incident.
Maurizio Pochettino clearly not happy with some of the decisions. Mike Dean won't entertain conversation with him now. Burnley 2, Tottenham 1.
Ahead of Monday morning's clash between Manchester United and Liverpool, Spurs trails leaders Manchester City by 5 points. In the A-League this weekend, the Melbourne derby ended in a 1-1 draw when 10-man Melbourne victory came from a goal down against Melbourne City to earn a share of the points. Costa Barbarousis the man coming up with the all-important equaliser in the second half. Second place Sydney FC beat Wellington Phoenix 1-0. That result closed the gap on leaders Perth Glory, who looked set to open up a 10-point lead at the top. Glory was leading the Western Sydney Wanderers on Sunday evening until deep into injury time when defender Tarek Elrich came up with a dramatic late goal. Here's how Fox Sports described the moment.
Elrich, will he take on the strike? He will, and it's crept in! Tarek Elrich against Tony Popovich's side! Liam Reddy denied that 9th clean sheet of the season right at the death.
After the game, Elrich, the Wanderers captain, said it was nice to grab a point after a tough season which has seen his side squander leads on several occasions.
The majority of games this season were in the position of Perth and slipped up, but to come back against a quality team and you know, get a point, it's better than nothing, shows that we have slightly turned things around.
The result means Sydney FC is now 8 points behind Perth. In Super Rugby, the ACT Brumbies produced a superb performance to thrash New Zealand's side the Waikato Chiefs in Canberra. The 54-17 hammering was the most points scored by an Australian side against New Zealand opposition in 16 years. Here's how Fox Sports called one of the Brumbies' 8 tries.
Can't make the tackle, the inside ball, who wants it? It's been picked up by Leo Leofano, and over the top it goes, and it is a try to the Brumbies! From one end of the field to the other, Chance Penny has got a double. Unbelievable stuff from the Brumbies. They're on fire in Canberra.
For Brumbies captain Christian Leofano, it was one of the most memorable nights in his career.
Yeah, it's up there, I think. Especially for this group, it's nice to get that pretty early in the year. The challenge is to try and keep that going now and that momentum for the weeks to come. So, yeah, I think it's a pleasing performance, but it's a long season to go.
In other results, the Queensland Reds lost their first match of the season against the Highlanders, while New South Wales edged out Japanese side the Sunwolves by a point in Tokyo. In Six Nations rugby, there was an impressive win for Wales in Cardiff against England, the home side running away with a 21-13 points win for its 12th victory in a row. The result lifts Wales above England into top spot on the ladder. In Paris, France beat Scotland 25-10 to move up to third. In AFL news this weekend, Fremantle star Nat Fyfe confirmed he'll go ahead with minor surgery on his elbow. The decision to go under the knife was made before he turned out in the youth-oriented AFLX tournament. The 5 captain Flyers went down in the grand final to Jack Revolt's Rampage team. And finally, in baseball, the San Diego Padres have unveiled the biggest free agent signing in the history of American sports. The Padres have signed star midfielder Manny Machado to a 10-year contract worth $420 million Australian dollars. Machado has an option to opt out of the deal in 2023. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.